But there wasn't quite their last live performance, because in May the 1st, 1966, the Beatles were back at the NME Poll Winners show. And this was the bill for that gig. Look at this bill. I mean, there's the Beatles, Spencer Davis Group, and later on, you've got Roy Orbison, Cliff Richard, the Rolling Stones, the Small Faces, the Who, the Yardbirds. Oh my God, what a bill. Now, most of the bill was actually televised, but unfortunately there was a contractual problem between the Beatles management and, I think it's ABC Television who televised it, and the cameras were turned off for the Beatles' performance and for the Rolling Stones. So there's no footage of that, unfortunately, which is a real shame, to say the very least. But most of the rest of the show was televised. But I mean, what a bill that was. This is the last scheduled performance of the Beatles in London, the NME Poll Winners show, May the 1st, 1966. And this is them on stage that day, then wearing their black roll-ups, black roll-necks, which they often need. They're going back to their early stage gear, really, the black roll-necks. Not in their usual suits, I suppose, but that's them on stage at the NME Poll Winners show. And this is them getting their award. That's Maurice Kinn on the right. And that's them getting their best group award yet again at the NME Poll Winners show. And of course, last October was John Lennon's 80th, would have been John Lennon's 80th birthday. And this is what they did at the NME, at the SSE Arena, where the Poll Winners show took place. They had this projection of John Lennon on the building, which is, I thought, was rather nice. I went around to see it, just literally a mile or so from where I live. So it's nice having a memory of John Lennon on the place where the Beatles gave their last ever scheduled performance in London. But not quite their last ever gig as such. Of course, they played on the rooftop at number 3 Savile Row, January the 30th, 1969, the famous rooftop concert. Because this was filmed, it's of course part of the film Let It Be. All the footage from this still exists, and there's going to be a new film coming out on August the 27th called Get Back. It's about 50 hours of film footage that still exists from these sessions. The Beatles rehearsed for the concert at Twickenham Film Studios, and then in the basement of this building at number 3 Savile Row, it's their Apple headquarters, where they had their Apple company. And they it's basically a live album, really. They're doing their new album live. And they actually played for about 45 minutes on the roof. It's actually their longest concert since the days at the Cavern Club. And normally, when they were even doing Shea Stadium, that was only about 35 minutes for the Beatles' performance. But they're on the rooftop about 45 minutes. You can see they've got Billy Preston with them playing keyboards. So that's the last time, it's the last ever a live performance of the Beatles anywhere, was on the rooftop at number 3 Savile Row, January the 30th, 1969. This is a great picture taken on the roof. Ringo is actually wearing his wife's coat, Maureen's coat. It's such a cold, windy day. And he had to wear his wife's coat to keep himself warm. I've actually been on this rooftop a couple of times. It's a great thrill being on the rooftop with the Beatles gave their last ever live performance. And this is another great picture taken that day, looking rather cold. And looking down from above. Actually, I met the guy. The guy, John Lennon, forgot the lyrics of his song Dig a Pony. And you see there's someone holding up the lyrics for him. That's a guy called Kevin Harrington, who was the Beatles' roadie. And a couple of years ago, I was on a committee that put up a blue plaque at number 3 Savile Row to commemorate the Beatles' rooftop concert. And it's now on the building now. And Kevin came along, and he was a really nice guy. And he was one of the people that set up the equipment. They had to carry the equipment up a very, rather flimsy ladder onto the rooftop. And he's the one holding up the lyrics of John Lennon for the song Dig a Pony. John forgot the words of his own song. Kevin's a really nice guy, and they told some great stories about that concert and other things too. Well, incidentally, it was a very cold, windy day, and making a new album. And it's a live album, and all the wind was getting into the microphones. Some of you might have heard of Alan Parsons, later the Alan Parsons Project. Well, he was a junior engineer on those sessions, and he was sent round to the local branch of Marks and Spencer's to buy some ladies' tights to keep out the wind. And he went, the sales assistant asked him, what colour do you want? And he said, doesn't matter. What size? Doesn't matter. He got some rather funny looks. Even thought he was a, you know, a cross-dresser or a bank robber, he said. But luckily the lady's tights did the job and kept out the wind, and the, it all went ahead. And they got some really good recordings from the famous rooftop concert. The last ever live performance of the Beatles in London. Which brings us actually pretty much to the end of our tour today. Of course, the Beatles have done many solo gigs since in London, and I've seen Paul McCartney in London about 30 times since the Beatles breakup. I never saw the Beatles, unfortunately, but seen Paul about 30 times, ranging from places like Wembley and in the O2 to the 100 Club, which is about 200 people, and the Mean Fiddler in Harlesden, which has just been the 30th anniversary of that in a pub. It was just after I got married actually to my first wife Esther, and it was one of it's brilliant seeing Paul McCartney in basically a pub. So that's probably the smallest concert I've seen Paul McCartney at. But I've seen George Harrison at the Royal Albert Hall, his only ever British concert, in April 1992. Which is a special gig for the Natural Law Party, the Maharishi's political party, just before the British general election. So that's quite a... George's only ever British concert, so that was quite a thrill as well. So anyway, thank you for coming today. I wonder if any of you have seen the Beatles live. Did any of you see the Beatles in London or anywhere else? So, yeah, there was a lot of people on the streets listening, David, yes, at the Beatles gig in Savile Row. There's a lot, and it's only been said that the police stopped the gig. Well, actually, they didn't. In fact, one of the first policemen arrived was Ken Wharf, later became Royal Protection Officer, and he's one of the first policemen on the roof that day. But he's a huge Beatles fan, and he just watched and listened. He didn't do anything. The Beatles could have been arrested, but they weren't. A lot of the policemen that came were Beatles fans, so just let them continue. And that actually did in fact, they did most of the songs twice. In fact, they did Get Back three times. It was more of an outdoor recording session than a concert as such.
Could they hear it well down on the street?
Yes, they could. They hired some huge speakers from EMI Studios, Abbey Road. And at their normal concerts, they could be seen and not heard. Here they could be heard and not seen. They couldn't be seen from ground level at all. That's why people are climbing on rooftops. You can see on the film Let It Be, people are climbing up drain pipes and stuff, trying to get a closer look. So it was mayhem. And of course, Savile Row, the most famous street for tailoring in the world, probably. And the tailors weren't very pleased, the Beatles disrupting all their business. So it's them that called the police.
Was it widely publicised, Richard?
No, it wasn't at all. No, it wasn't publicised at all. I think, they told some of the music press, but even they were told not to put it out in advance. So literally, it just started playing and people just gathered. Oh. Gathered on the street below. So, yeah, it was an interesting gig, to say the least.
That's neat.
Yeah, so that was the last ever time the Beatles played live. And luckily, they were brilliant, considering the conditions, considering that cold, windy day it was. They were absolutely brilliant that day as well. And the magic was back, because some of the stuff they'd done before, during the rehearsals, was pretty ropey. But I think that maybe they realised it was going to be their last ever live show. So they were absolutely brilliant that day.
It's very interesting, the whole business of it being their last one. And I'd like to know, was there dissension within the group of four and their managers that was contributing to that, or did it all have to do with dissatisfaction with the whole thing of touring?
There is a lot going on, David. I mean, they had given up touring long before that. They gave their last proper concert in August 66 in Candlestick Park, San Francisco, because they couldn't be heard in concert anymore. There's just no point. But also, by that time, Apple, their company, was a total mess. Brian Epstein had died of an accidental drugs overdose, and the Beatles kind of managed themselves after that. And they were falling apart. In fact, George Harrison actually walked out for a while during those sessions at Twickenham. He just walked out and said, see you around the clubs, and basically left the group. And then was only persuaded back when they decided not to go back to Twickenham, but instead go to Savile Row instead and finish off the recordings down in their Apple studios. So there was a lot going on, and they didn't last that much longer as a group. In fact, by the time, of course, the film Let It Be came out, they'd broken up. And George Harrison once said of the film, it's the film of our divorce. Huh. The film of the Beatles breaking up. But this new film they're doing, Get Back, as I said, it's about 60 hours of film footage, and that was all given to Peter Jackson, who directed Lord of the Rings, and he's put together a new film. And he says there was quite a bit of fun as well. By the time they got to Savile Row, they did a lot of great recordings. So there was great fun, and he's put out a trailer just before Christmas for it, and there's a lot of fun seen in that trailer. So the film's coming out August the 27th in the cinemas. And it's going to be on Disney Channel. Disney Plus, I guess. So I'm very much... It was actually due out last year, because that got delayed because of COVID, because they want a cinema release to start with. So it's going to be in August. So I'm very much looking forward to that, seeing the rooftop concert in all its glory. I've seen some of the footage. He's done a brilliant restoration job on it as well. Some of the footage from the Let It Be sessions were very grainy, but he's done a great restoration job, like he did on that World War One film a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it looked great. One of the producers showed me some footage, and it looks wonderful.